My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Played by Jonathan Ornelas, Derek Jeter style, with the leap and the throw and the follow through that carried him into foul territory. Wow, what a play.
What a play indeed. As your Texas Rangers, y'all are now three games back after another win over the Chicago White Sox. Entire morning family is together with the 6 a.m. club for the hump day edition.
Hey.
With Sean RJ and the wet blanket, Bobby Roberto Belt.
Yeah, look, when you are beating down the worst team in baseball, and I mean handily beating them down, with these one-run victories in just by the skin of your teeth, that has to be a reason that you hold on to all these free agents who are going to be gone next year in the name of, no, I don't want a top 50 prospect. I don't want a long-term reliever with a couple years of control. I don't want any of that for 2025 when we're back healthy and hitting the way we need to. I want to win that damn division title with 85 victories and be able to say, we did it, guys. We won the division. That's all that matters. We made our appearance in the playoffs to get swept by Cleveland or whoever.
Look, I respect you for just being honest and trying to, inject the dose of reality and not being Homer Bobby fan like maybe you would be for the football team in town.
17-0, baby.
What's 17-0?
That's what the Cowboys are going
to
be.
That's what they're going to be.
Yeah. Yep.
This to me is not about this year. It's about next year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fool myself into believing that they're actual legit contenders. And I would respect Chris Young, even if he sold small, for saying, I don't care that we are now three games back. We are barely squeaking by the White Sox, and we're not good enough. I'm not going to go ahead and make this mistake and be fooled by crappy Chicago. This to me is about next year. I just want us all to be on the same page and believing that the Texas Rangers should try to be still a championship contender next season.
Yes, I that's the way that is.
Even though you're trying to deal Valdi.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell guys that they're all expiring. I don't want to deal anybody that's under control for a while. Valdi is technically not expiring.
Yeah.
David Robertson is a club option, but David Robertson is almost 40 years old. And he's a reliever, which can be a fickle spot. But yeah, I think they absolutely are going to be one of the contenders in Major League Baseball next year. That's why to me, it's like, start stocking up some young talent. A lot of your core, Simeon, Seager, those are guys 30 and older.
Yeah.
Like to me, it's just about being able to sustain this a little bit and replenish talent so that this window can stay open and you can compete again next year.
You could buy and sell. Baltimore's going to do that. Baltimore is going to sell and buy.
How's Baltimore going to sell? What veterans are they going to deal off?
They're looking at, there's talk that Mountcastle and Cedric Mullins are on the block. And Jeff Passan wrote an article yesterday on all latest intel on all 30 teams. and they are listed in the they are going to buy and sell. That's to me, that is what a lot of teams should be doing. Selling is always, almost always, pretty good. You're, you know, at least like in theory, you can't control what you get back in terms of how that player progresses. But, you know, the idea that not every team has all nine guys they love. You can upgrade every position, so you can buy and sell at the same time. And, you know, like I said, like, you know, Baltimore is one of the teams being talked about as being sellers and buyers. They're the best team in the American League. They got the best record.
Texas has sold enough in the process of getting to the where they got for their championship. You ended up, depending on how things work out with Scherzer, Scherzer was obviously not able to really be part of the playoff run. He was in there very little bit, but I mean, it's not like Scherzer could have missed that entire playoff run and they still win the World Series in all likelihood. Scherzer has come back and we don't have a lot of clarity about how much longer he's going to be able to pitch. Or every single day seems to be a thing of like, did his arm fall off last night or not? We don't know. That's a question every single start. And you gave up a top 100 prospect for that in Luis Angel Acuña. So, I mean, you've sold enough parts and you've had enough potential busts. Jack Leiter may not work out the way that you originally thought. Kumar Rocker's having to come back off of Tommy John surgery. Different pitchers have not clicked the way they wanted, like Owen White. They've done enough to push guys out of their farm system, had other busts, that to me it's like, I don't want to sell or I don't want to buy anymore right now. So you've spent money and let's stock the farm back up a little bit.
So give me the names that you're okay with dealing off that fit under your qualifications.
It would be Eovaldi, Lorenzen, Heaney, maybe Gray. Gray's got a couple years left, though. I'm not as eager to sell Gray, but Gray's been mentioned as if the Rangers sell, they would be interested in trading him.
Yeah, because I mean, because of the amount of years he has left, I mean, he could present some value.
Leclerc, Yates, Robertson, Adolis. Like, I think your peak value on Adolis, you got to get ahead of things a little bit as much as you can, and there's already signs that that's going to. I think your peak value for Adolis is going to be right now.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of youth left, if any. And, you know, he's going to want a 5-year deal when his when he comes up to free agency. He's going to want, you know, 4 or 5 years. I don't know that a team's going that the Rangers are going to want to give him that.
It's really difficult.
He's 31.
Yeah,
and he's probably going to hit 240 next year, so a bounce back is probably coming. All right, he is he's a career 237 hitter, but the years before this, 243, 250, 245, and he's all the way down at 206. So is this the peak? Because this has been as big a down year as he's had in four seasons.
Peak from the standpoint of, like, all right, he's known as you're getting him for the playoff run. You're a team that's going to get him for the playoffs.
Yeah.
He showed you last year that he is a big-time playoff performer.
Yeah.
And that is a valuable, like, that's a very valuable intangible that teams, I think, will overpay for.
I just want to be sure that we're okay with getting rid of him when the likelihood is next year he hits 245 with 28 home runs. I just want to make sure I reset what the norm is.
Let me give you a quote from the great band The 1975, who neither of you have heard of. Nope. But it's one of
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My favorite quotes in a song, and it's "Don't fall in love with the moment and think you're in love with the girl."
Yes.
Don't fall in love with last year's moment and think you're in love with all these players and that you just can't let them go.
I should have heard of them.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, man, they touch you deep. It's right there in your soul.
I mean, it's a great line, and it is a great philosophy. I'm telling you that it's 240 and 28 home runs next year unless injuries chop him down, or this is the beginning of the end. But he's 31,
probably. And while his average has been, it hasn't been this low before.
Yeah.
We're still talking about a corner outfielder that, because he's a very free swinger in a lot of instances, and he does go through these boom or bust moments. We're talking about a corner outfielder that outside of 1 year, his career high OPS was 756. That's not a guy typically that you're going to, especially 31, aging, signs of decline already. Go find a team that says, you know, we're desperate for somebody who can threaten with power, even if they're hitting 200. We need somebody who can threaten with power, pinch hit, do different things for us.
If you're a team on the, I don't know, a Rosarena's contract situation, but if you're a team out there looking for a big bat, are you trading for a Rosarena or a Dolas?
A Rosarena.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's starting to come on a little bit as of late as well. I mean, go ahead and trade for him here. Add your bat and have your Luca Joker bro friendship.
Right.
Have your love fest.
So last year, Adolis' barrel percentage was 16%. You know, every other year of his career, including this one, it's been 13 or lower. So his barrel percentage last year was up. Maybe that was a career year. Now, his batting average wasn't necessarily any different or appreciably different last year than in other years. This year, it's much, much lower. I'd have to go deep dive into his batting average on balls in play this year versus the last couple of years and how that's different.
If I told you, for instance, that, hey, all you're going to max out on Adolis Garcia is a reliever, okay? Like Tim Herron from the Cleveland Guardians. The Guardians are rumored to want an outfielder for the rotation. They want more pop. Adolis would fit those sort of things. Adolis still has a cannon in right field. Like, he can make plays for you defensively. I know that there's issues fielding, but in terms of his ability to get runners out and save you runs, he's a difference maker in that sense. If Cleveland says, hey, we'll unload one of these relievers, and you look at a guy like Tim Herron, who is 6'6 lefty for them, has few more years of control under his belt, is a lefty who can throw 96 out of the bullpen, and has shown really good strikeout numbers and shown good peripheral statistics. Would you consider that a loss if all I got for Adolis was a controllable reliever who can throw with a lot of heat from the left side?
I wanted to say yes, I consider it a loss, but not if I'm trying to contend next year.
Exactly.
And I lose Yates and, you know, other bullpen pieces. I put up the poll question. The Rangers are now 3 games back in the West. What do you want them to do for the deadline? The options are small buyers, big buyers, sell small, sell big. 26% of the Tolos are saying be small buyers right now. 59% are saying be small buyers. 26% saying buy big. 13% agreeing with Bobby, sell small. 1.6 saying sell big. So, you know, the fan belief is going to say bye.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the people, the fan text this morning, have been saying, like, they're the defending champs, like, that you do not sell when you're this close to winning the division. That's a loser's mentality. If they sell small, I don't have a problem with it. If they buy small, I don't have a problem with it. I don't know about buying big. I don't think you can buy big this year. There's not enough.
You can't buy big unless Texas goes on the market.
Right. They're the only ones that can really allow a team to buy big. If I'm going to trade Adolis, I don't want some relief pitcher.
Let's head on over to the Odyssey app, a brand new feature. We asked the Tolos to weigh in on what you want the Rangers to do.
That's right. And Tolos, it's real simple to use. Just go to the Odyssey app, click 105.3 The Fan, click the microphone button. You can leave us up to a minute-long message. And the question was, should the Rangers be buyers or sellers? And we have Thomas and Alito starting us off on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, gentlemen. Safe travels out to Oxnard.
Thank you.
Tolo, baby.
Yeah.
The Rangers should hold. I would hate to be buyers based off of fool's gold. We won a couple games against the White Sox. You know, very timely that the armpit in Seattle loses as well. But it is what it is. We are where we are. I'd hate to squander minor league talent that could help us in the future off of fool's gold. We have injured players coming back. That's going to give us, you know, a late season insurgence of talent at the plate and the bullpen and at starting pitching, especially if DeGrom is able to come back. So just hold. Let all of your talent come in, give you that late season insurgence. And this is already a World Series roster. If DeGrom comes back, technically we're a little bit better off than we were last year. So let's just hold strong. Hold the line.
Wow, that will go down in history as the first Odyssey app message ever, and that was a fantastic one. Who else we got, Pepe?
We have Michael in Grapevine with a quick buy or sell answer here for the Rangers.
Hey, guys, it's Mike in Grapevine. I say let's go buy. Rangers going to win it again, back-to-back pennant, baby. Woo!
Chop.
If they trade Heaney and Lorenzen, I don't consider that like selling. Like they're selling. I don't think that changes their outlook one bit.
Okay, why not?
Because the presumption would be is that
they're not in the rotation
eventually this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Right? Now they know the status of DeGrom obviously far better than we do, and they would never tell us. But if they trade those guys and then they also maybe go pick up somebody else, like they're selling and buying, I think it's an indication that DeGrom and Malley are ready or you're close to being ready.
Yeah.
Like close to rehab stuff and everything.
Because if I want to sell all these Heaney-type pitchers, Bobby, and I want to be a contender next year, I still need to build a starting rotation. And I'm not counting Max Scherzer a lot in that.
No. But I mean, and
Malley, let's build it.
Malley, DeGrom, John Gray. You've got probably next year you would go. I'm just trying to think which ones they would. You're not going to sell off all of them. So, I mean, Malley, DeGrom, Gray, can't count Scherzer, Dunning, and then whoever your fifth is, free agent acquisition.
Yeah.
Or minor league guy that's available. That's up there.
How great do I feel about that?
I mean, how great do you feel about Heaney repeating what he's done this year? Lorenzen's peripherals are bad. I know he's a bit of a gamer, but Lorenzen is a guy with a FIP, a fielding independent pitching. It's 5-2.
Yeah.
It's bad.
You look at it. You name me the team that has five good starters. Like they just that doesn't exist.
The Celtics.
Yeah. you got your top three, DeGrom, Malley, Gray, next year. Okay, and then they're Dunning and your four. I mean, that's a pretty damn good starting rotation.
We touched on this a little bit, I think, while you were out, Sean. Chop and I talked about it with Eric. I think we've maybe also oversold Malley.
Of course.
Like Malley being grouped in with the Scherzer DeGrom thing, when you look at it, it's like, why are we talking about him as like this is a savior that you're waiting on?
But I disagree with what you just said. Of your top three, a pretty damn good rotation. I mean, that's not scary to me.
Okay, but is
John Gray is a three and Malley is the two?
John Gray is a three, fine. You could also throw Eovaldi in there. They could re-sign him.
Yeah, that swings things.
Yeah, I mean, if you have Gray as your as three or four, and Malley is your three or four, yeah, because like Malley's not at the top of the rotation guy. But I'm just saying, like, you know, is Baltimore's rotation scary? Outside of their top two? Not to me.
Is the CeeDee Lamb holdout official? Michael Gallup is gone, and Dak is getting 60 mil or way more inside the star as we are leaving for California today, next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.